Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we're going to be putting on the Ritz, we'll go clubbing, take a musical trip to Wyoming, do some drifting, and visit the circus. The slang expression putting on the Ritz, meaning to dress very fashionably, was inspired by London's opulent Ritz Hotel, opened in 1906 by Swiss hotelier César Ritz, and described as one of the all-time masterpieces of hotel architecture. This past weekend, my wife and I had the pleasure of staying at the Ritz. Well, not the Ritz Hotel in London, but the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Laguna Niguel, and while not quite the London Ritz, it's an exceptionally nice hotel, made even nicer by the fact that we weren't paying for it. Anyway, for this first segment of the show, we're going to be putting on the Ritz. Here's Jan Garber and his orchestra.
Why don't you go where Harlem sits for another Ritz? Spangled gowns upon a bevy of high brown from down the levee, all misfits, putting on the Ritz. Why, that's where each and every Lulu Belle goes every Thursday evening with her swell bow rubbing elbows. Come with me and we'll attend their jubilee and see them spend their last 2 bits putting on the Ritz. Thank you.
mother to say hello, she left me high and dry. I got the writs from the one I love, I got the big go-by-o. I never thought she could treat me so, gee, but she made me cry. I got the writs from the one I love, I got the big go-by. What did I do that she should end our love affair? What did I do that I should get the frigid air? Oh, how much she hurt me she'll never know, but I thought that I would die. 'Cause I got the writs from the one I love, I got the big go-by. Oh, I got the big go-by.
Thank you.
Benny Goodman and his orchestra, who were riffing at the Ritz-Carlton Boston, that is, on October 7th, 1936. Riffin' at the Ritz was written by Bill Miller and arranged by Jimmy Mundy. That recording is quite unusual because Benny Goodman is not playing clarinet there, but alto sax. That was preceded by Dan Russo and Ted Fiorito's Oriole Orchestra with the shimmy foxtrot Ritzy Mitzy from 1923. Before Ritzy Mitzy, you probably recognized the voice of Phil Harris vocalizing on I Got the Ritz from the One I Love. That was the Loughner-Harris Orchestra, recorded by Victor in San Francisco on October 31, 1931. Pianist Carol Loughner and drummer Phil Harris formed their orchestra in the late 20s and had a long residency at the St. Francis Hotel in San Francisco. I Got the Ritz from the One I Love was written by Harry Barris and J.C. Lewis, Jr. Harry Richman made the definitive recording of Puttin' on the Ritz, but we started the show with Jan Garber and his orchestra's rendition on January 24, 1930. The vocalist was Maxwell Covert, who is certainly no Harry Richman. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. I don't want to belong to any club that would accept me as one of its members, is a famous quote attributed to Groucho Marx. There are lots of variations of the line and of the story behind it, but that one is the first and was published by Hollywood columnist Erskine Johnson on October 20, 1949. It refers to Groucho's letter of resignation to the Friars Club. Club in this example means a group of people who meet to participate in an activity such as a sport or hobby. There are, of course, other meanings of the word club, one being nightclub. And here are some rapidly rotating records by some bands associated with nightclubs, beginning with the Jeter Pillars Club Plantation Orchestra.
Thank you. Brilla una aurora de amor, Marta, en tu sabor natural, de inefable candor, veo en ellos a
the Frivolity Club Orchestra, directed by Jack Denny, and She Belongs to Me, from a Vocalion 78 waxed in September of 1926. The Frivolity Club was located in Manhattan, and while playing there, Jack Denny got an offer for a six-week engagement at the Mount Royal Hotel in Montreal, where he would wind up staying for 5 years and 5 months. Following his transatlantic flight, Charles Lindbergh got taken to the Frivolity Club by a bunch of newspaper reporters and apparently narrowly avoided a confrontation with some gun-toting patrons over a misunderstanding with a chorus girl. Jack Denny wasn't the only band leader associated with the club. In 1928, Tom Timothy recorded for Edison as Tom Timothy and his Frivolity Club Orchestra. Before She Belongs to Me, it was Manolo Castro and his Havana Yacht Club Orchestra with the rumba foxtrot Marta. Moises Simons composed the tune and wrote the Spanish lyrics, which were sung there by members of the band. There are also English lyrics, which were written by L. Wolf Gilbert. That Victor recording was made not in Havana, but in New York on July 10, 1931. Founded in 1885, the Havana Yacht Club was located in Marianao Beach and organized regattas and other nautical events. We started off that nightclub set with the Jeter Pillars Club Plantation Orchestra with I Like Pie, I Like Cake, But I Like You Best of All, written by George A. Little, Arthur Sizemore, and Larry Shea. Alto sax player James L. Jeter and tenor sax player Hayes Pillars grew up together in North Little Rock, Arkansas, and their Club Plantation Orchestra played for the opening of the Club Plantation in St. Louis in 1933, and they wound up staying there for 10 years. The Club Plantation was owned by the St. Louis gangster Tony Scarpelli and operated as a setups nightclub, meaning they sold food and provided ice, soft drinks, and glasses, but the customers brought their own liquor, allowing it to stay open later than the 1 o'clock curfew for taverns. The building started life in 1913 as the Palladium, a two-story building with stores and a skating rink, designed by architect James S. Lee, and had an original construction cost of $35,000. It's on the National Trust for Historic Preservation's list as one of the nation's 11 most endangered historic places. Just last month, we did a segment on drifting, but for no particular reason, for this next segment of the show, we're going to do some more drifting, beginning with George Olson and his music. Thank you.
Why should we be drifting apart? I love you so, don't you care? There's an aching down in my heart. Dear, don't you know, don't you care? I've tried to hide a tear whenever we meet. Behind the smile I've been wearing. Still we keep on drifting apart. Drifting apart, don't you care?
Gene Goldcat and his orchestra with Frank Bessinger, who were Drifting Apart on February 3, 1928. Drifting Apart was written by Gus Kahn and Ted Fiorito. Frank Bessinger and Frank Wright together were the Radio Franks, who had a weekly show on WMCA and also recorded for Victor and Brunswick. In 1929, Bessinger opened his own club in New York called Radio Franks. It was located at 70 East 55th Street in Midtown Manhattan, which today is the address of the Heron Tower Commercial Office Building. Before that, it was Johnny Noble's Hawaiians, featuring David Burroughs' steel guitar trio, and Drifting from March of 1928. John Avery Noble was born in Honolulu, Hawaii on September 17, 1892, and helped develop the Hapa Haole style of music and to introduce Hawaiian music to the United States. In 1920, he led the orchestra at the Moana Hotel, and in 1935, was the first Hawaiian composer to become a member of ASCAP. He died in Honolulu on January 13, 1944. We began that drifting set with George Olson and his music, who were Drifting and Dreaming on February 16, 1926. The vocal trio consisted of Bob Borger, Bob Rice, and Fran Fry, and that was George Olson himself speaking. This is Glenn Robison speaking, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and on your internet dial at kislavalon.com. This and all of our previous shows are also available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. And we're on iTunes as a podcast. Last month, July 10th, marked the admission in 1890 of Wyoming as the 44th of the United States of America. Although we've celebrated Wyoming's statehood before, we didn't note the event last month. So why are we mentioning it now? Well, because a couple of weeks ago I visited Wyoming for the first time on a quick business trip. I flew into Cody, known as the gateway to Yellowstone National Park, and stayed a couple of nights in the small town of Gray Bull at the historic Gray Bull Hotel, built in 1916. So to belatedly commemorate Wyoming's statehood and my little trip there, here are some rapidly rotating records about Wyoming. Thank you.
ride on a trail in the hills of old Wyoming, where the coyotes wail in the gloaming. For it's there that my heart met home. Let me rest in the night with the blue sky for my ceiling, till the wind's lullaby comes stealing from the hills where my heart met home. Wake with the song, wake with the sun, saddle to mend, cattle to tend, plenty to be done. Let me live on the range, where a man has room to roam in and dream of his love in the gloaming, in the hills of old Wyoming. Thank you.
went out to roaming, and I thought I sure would set the world on fire.
World on fire.
So I slicked my hair down pretty, and I rode into the city, but they didn't seem to know that I was there.
He was there.
I was there.
He was there.
I was there.
He was there.
Why, I even bought myself a big cigar.
Big cigar.
Oh, I thought I'd knock them dizzy, but I guess they're kind of busy, 'cause they didn't seem to know that I was there.
He was there.
I met a gal named Annie. She rolled her eyes just like a dying calf.
Dying calf.
When I asked her about a wedding, her face began to redden, and all she'd done was look at me and laugh.
Laugh and laugh.
Laugh and laugh. Laugh and laugh. Oh, she told me no, but that was only half.
Only half.
'Cause she said, young man, you blundered. My husband weighs 200, and I didn't know she had a better half.
Better half.
Across the ocean, and I thought I'd show old London what was what.
What was what?
When I got off at Southampton, my poor old toes got tramped on, so I guess I'm not as smart as what I thought.
What he thought?
What I thought?
What he thought?
What I thought?
What he thought?
I'd never dare to tell just what I thought.
What he thought?
'Cause there might be ladies near me, and if they should ever hear me, I know darn well they'd want to have me shot.
Have him shot.
I don't know about present-day Wyoming, but there you have three rapidly rotating records about old Wyoming. We started off in the hills of old Wyoming, Wyoming, written by Leo Robin and Ralph Ranger for the 1936 picture Palm Springs, where it was sung by Smith Blue and also by Francis Langford. But we heard it performed by Jan Garber in his orchestra on February 27, 1936 in Chicago. The vocalist with the deep voice was Lee Bennett. I doubt Jan Garber was ever in Wyoming, but Lee Bennett might have been at some point since he was born in Nebraska, which borders Wyoming. Next, it was the Green Brothers Marimba Band recording for Victor on July 2, 1930, with Somewhere in Old Wyoming. Who knows, maybe they were in Gray Bowl. Somewhere in Old Wyoming was composed by Saul Lesser with the lyrics by Will Haviland. Saul Lesser is far better known as the producer of over 100 films and is the guy who came up with the idea for a film rating system, which gave rise to the current G, PG, R, and X designations. Carson Robison must have liked Wyoming too, because he also recorded Somewhere in Old Wyoming, and also I Was Born in Old Wyoming, which finished up that set. That was Carson Robison and his Pioneers from a Regal Xenophone 78 recorded in New York on June 19, 1936. And you probably know that Carson Robison wasn't born in Old Wyoming at all, but in Oswego, Kansas. In fact, he was born this past week, on August 4th, in 1890. Last week was the first of the debates among the candidates for Republican nominee for President of the United States. So, with no further comment, here is a set of rapidly rotating records about the circus, beginning with Jack Hilton and his band.
Thank you. brandy. Is that so? Well, Dad burned my button. You sure am a slick when you never told a soul about it, neither. Well, you remember when you got hitched up, I said, I hope all your troubles will be little ones. Oh, everything's fine over to our place, only that old cow of ours got into Sivan's cabbage patch and just nasty ruined it. Nope, you won't talk to me anymore and wouldn't talk to me last week down to the circus. What? Oh, yes, me and Ma was down to the circus. Saw some funny animals down there, too. Saw one they called the hip on top of the enemy bus. Another one down there called the affluent. Oh, elephant, that's his name, huh? He kind of looked like a mink. He had two tails. Oh, the one in front of his trunk, well, Dad burn it. The one in the back must be his vanity case. While I was down at the circus, one of them quick, fast-working fellas came up to me and said, you want to take a ride in my auto? Well, I looked at his auto and said, yes, if you wait till I go home and get my roller skates. Same fella said to me, you know everybody should sing at the work. And I said, my brother can't. And he said, why? And I said, he's a trombone player. One smart Ellie came up to me and said, hey, Rube, can you remember the first gal you ever kissed? And I says, gosh, I can't remember the last one. After that, when I said to this smart yap, I know a funny joke about a dog's tail. And he said, well, why don't you pull it? I said, I'm afraid it might turn around and bite me. Well, that yap had enough for me. Another fella said to me, how's the soil down on your farm? And I said, it's very poor. When you plant beans, you have to put three in one place. And he says, what for? And I said, one to sprout, one to push, and one to come up. They just can't get ahead of me. Another fella that was sitting next to me and Ma said, I guess you keep a gun on the farm? And I said, yes. He said, what is it, a six-shooter? I said, nope, a nine-shooter. He said, what for? And I said, for the cat next door. I laughed so much and started to cough, and another one of them city apps says, you have a bad cold. I said, yes. He said, how'd you catch it? And I said, some darn fool started to play the Star-Spangled Banner while I was taking a bath. Well, that threw him for a load of new mown hay. Then he says to me, you think you're smart? And I said, you're darn tootin'. And he said, well, which is the quickest way to produce sawdust? And I says, come, use your head. Well, let me and Ma know when you christen the new baby, and we'll be over.
hope you enjoyed that musical trip to the circus. We started off with Jack Hilton and his band, and Life Begins at Oxford Circus. Of course, the word circus in Britain has a different meaning than here in the U.S. In Britain, a circus is a rounded open space in a city where several streets converge. Oxford Circus is the intersection of Oxford and Regent Streets in the West End of London, and it was designed by John Nash and constructed at the beginning of the 19th century. That HMV recording was made in London on March 20th, 1935, and Life Begins at Oxford Circus was written by Horatio Nichols. Before that, it was one of a series of records Al Bernard made about Rufus Green. There was Rufus Green at the Huskin Bee, at the Schoolhouse, Rufus Green Takes a Trip, and the one we heard, Rufus Green at the Circus, from around 1928. American vaudeville artist Alfred A. Bernard was born in New Orleans, Louisiana, on November 23, 1888, and became a blackface singer in minstrel shows before beginning his recording career around 1916, which lasted into the 1940s. Al Bernard died on March 6, 1949, in New York City. We finished up with the Missouri Jazz Band, a Nathan Glantz pseudonym, and Circus Day from a Regal 78, waxed around February 20, 1926. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.